Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I'm here to talk to you about my absolute favourite pastime, hiking. More specifically, I'll be sharing why I've decided to swap traditional sports for an upcoming mountain trail expedition.
Growing up, I was always encouraged to play team sports, just like a lot of kids. My dad really wanted me to get into rugby, which I tried for a bit, but it was actually basketball that I spent most of my teenage years playing. I was on the school team and loved the competitive nature of it at the time. My transition to hiking happened quite unexpectedly. A friend of mine invited me to an indoor climbing wall, and I honestly thought that would be my brand new hobby. However, a weekend trip to a nearby national park completely changed my mind, and I fell in love with mountain trails almost instantly. Being surrounded by nature was a revelation.
People often ask me why I prefer hiking over other individual sports like running or cycling. While running is undeniably great for your cardiovascular health, I found it really tough on my knees and joints. With hiking, navigating uneven terrain means I've noticed a massive improvement in my balance, which is something you just don't always get from pounding the pavements or working out on flat surfaces.
But the benefits aren't just physical. I used to go to the local gym after work to relieve stress, but staring at a blank wall or a TV screen wasn't really doing it for me anymore. Being out in the fresh air on a mountain ridge gives me an incredible sense of freedom that no indoor sport can ever match. It really clears my head.
Because I enjoy it so much, I've decided to take on a massive challenge next month. At first, I seriously considered tackling the famous Appalachian Trail in the US, but I finally settled on a route through the Swiss Alps because the scenery there is simply iconic, and it's always been a dream of mine to go there.
Preparing for this expedition has been intense. Most people assume the steep climbs will be the hardest part, and they certainly do require a lot of stamina. Actually, dealing with the altitude is what I am most concerned about, as the air gets pretty thin up there, and it can really affect your breathing.
Gear is also crucial for mountain trails, and you have to pack smart. I've already got a top-of-the-range tent and some incredibly sturdy boots from my previous hikes, but the one thing I've just invested a lot of money in is a high-quality sleeping bag, because the temperatures can drop dramatically at night, even in the middle of summer.
One of the things I'm most looking forward to on this trip is the wildlife. The guidebooks say you might spot eagles soaring above the peaks, which would be amazing. However, my main goal is to catch a glimpse of the wild goats that navigate the rocky cliffs so effortlessly. I've brought some good binoculars just in case.
As for where we'll be staying, camping is a popular choice for many hikers on this route. But to save us carrying heavy gear every single day, my group has opted to sleep in traditional wooden huts that are scattered along the trail. They offer hot meals too, which will be a lifesaver.
Once I finish this trek, one don't plan on stopping. Some hikers I know go on to write a book about their experiences or set up a travel blog to document their journeys. I'm actually hoping to organise a photo exhibition to share the incredible landscapes I'm bound to capture on my camera. I can't wait to get started.